The technology writer Stephen Levy, who was then working for Rolling Stone, came to interview Jobs, who urged him to convince the magazine's publisher to put the Macintosh team on the cover of the magazine. The chances of Jan Wenner agreeing to displace Sting in favor of a bunch of computer nerds were approximately one in a Googleplex, Levy thought correctly. Jobs took Levy to a pizza joint and pressed the case. Rolling Stone was on the ropes, running crummy articles, looking desperately for new topics and new audiences. The Mac could be its salvation. Levy pushed back. Rolling Stone was actually good, he said, and he asked Jobs if he had read it recently. Jobs said that he had, an article about MTV that was a piece of shit. Levy replied that he had written that article. Jobs, to his credit, didn't back away from the assessment. Instead, he turned philosophical as he talked about the Macintosh. We are constantly benefiting from advances that went before us and taking things that people before us developed, he said. It's a wonderful, ecstatic feeling to create something that puts it back in the pool of human experience and knowledge. Levy's story didn't make it to the cover, but in the future, every major product launch that Jobs was involved in, at Next, at Pixar, and years later when he returned to Apple, would end up on the cover of either Time, Newsweek, or Business Week.